Earth and Sky.
Our research is the first message that we have a good momentum in Brazil right now to stop deforestation in the Amazon forever. We have some kind of a window now of opportunity to engage landowners that are those drivers of deforestation in the Amazon.
You're listening to Brazilian biologist Paulo Muchinho, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Working with the Woods Hole Research Center, Dr. Muchinho was part of a study published in the journal Science that identified ways for Brazil to end its deforestation of the Amazon rainforest. I spoke with him at the Copenhagen Climate Summit in late 2009. Dr. Muchinho, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you.
Now, why? What has your research, this recent research into deforestation in Brazil, what has it found concerning climate change? What's going on here?
So I think that our research is the first message that we have a good momentum in Brazil right now to stop deforestation in the Amazon forever. Why am I saying that? I'm saying that because we have a society more engaged in a discussion and debate, and why it's good to reduce deforestation, why in terms of benefits for Brazilian society, for the world society. And at the same time, we have producers want to do more in terms of sustainable production, soybeans and beef productions. We have some kind of a window now of opportunity to engage landowners that are those drivers of deforestation in Amazon, but they want, so part of this sector, they want to do more in terms of deforestation reduction. So this is a window of opportunity because in the next decade, the demand for soybeans and beef expansion will be high, very high, and the depression on tropical forests will be high too. So because that, I think that we can get this opportunity right now that Brazil has a target to reduce deforestation. It's 80% of reduction below the average, the historical average, by 2020. And we have a large part of producers in Brazil, especially those producing in Amazon, you know, wanting to do more in terms of sustainable producing, in terms of how they can use their lands in a way that you can at the same time reduce deforestation and recover forests. So that's the opportunity that we have in the Amazon right now.
Maybe so changing public attitudes, changing business practices perhaps. Tell us a little bit more about the scientific evidence that leads to some of these conclusions, and also maybe put this in the context right now of the world economy. Some countries aren't doing so well. Brazil, I understand, is doing very well right now. Mm-hmm. To give us some perspective here and some of the evidence behind some of these projections.
For example, the first evidence that something is changing in Brazil in a good direction, on my perspective, in terms of deforestation reduction or emission reduction, is that the changing how the Brazil changes its position in terms of tropical deforestation in a context of climate change negotiation, for example. Over the last 5 years, the Brazil is changing gradually their position. 5 years ago, if you go to the government and say some things about targets, that would be impossible to continue the discussion about that because the Brazil was so resistant to that. But now Brazil is saying, so okay, we can use the forest and we can maybe help the world and reduce deforestation and associated emissions in a way that we can provide good service, an environmental service to the world, to the Brazilians, and maybe we could get some kind of recognition about that, and maybe some kind of compensation. So this type of argument maybe it's the basic things that we can do now to create some kind of or change the logic of economy established right now. the economy that demands deforestation, the economy that demands a lot of fossil fuel.
Business as usual.
Business as usual. I think that that's the moment. But I am afraid that if we don't get this moment, don't get this opportunity, maybe in the future, with more demand on soybeans, with more demand on beef, would be very hard to save the forest in Amazon. That's what I'm exactly saying. Because our study is showing how, in terms of program to do that, how the right piece that you can take to reduce deforestation to zero by 2020, and what about the cost to do that? And it doesn't cost a lot. And I think that it's right. I think that it's possible. Use RED or some kind of instrument coming from an international negotiation on climate change to help us to reduce forever the Amazon deforestation.
What are some of the what are some of these efforts that you wrote about in your research that are based in science that will, as you've written, end deforestation in Brazil? Mm-hmm.
So we are simulating the using a business as usual scenario. What would be the area deforested in Amazon by 2050, or in this case specifically 2020? Doing that, you can estimate it how much deforestation you have in the future. And doing that, using some models or modeling, you can simulate it if you, for example, have a 100% of protection in protected area, if you have a law enforcement, if you have a change in terms of a soy bean or beef prices in international market. So you put all these equations on the model and into the model, and you get some kind of a reduction in the future if you do that. So with targets in terms of reduction of deforestation in Amazon, if you add that, you can quantify using this model. You need, invest in terms of money to reduce to zero deforestation. So the model or the modeling, it's helping us to make a political decision, or I hope that the political or the Brazilian government accept that, but anyway, to help policymakers to do a best decision in terms of future for Amazon. So that's exactly what we are doing in this paper, using modeling and calculating through the models the how much cost to reduce deforestation.
Final question, just a wrapping up question. What is the most important thing that you want people today to know about climate change?
I think that we need more qualified information coming from science in the ground level. That's the important. We need reach those people living in the ground level with good information. Because that's exactly what's going on right now in Brazil. We have an indigenous forums for climate change. We have a Robert Tarpers talking about climate change in the ground level. So we need a good decisions in the ground level in a way that you can put some kind of pressure on our governments to make difference, to go in the other direction, in a good direction in terms of climate change.
You've been listening to Dr. Paulo Muccinho, Scientific Coordinator of the Instituto de Pesquisa Ambiental de Amazonia, or IPAM, headquartered in Belém, Brazil. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.